now, live from the Harriman's Lodge, it's...
Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Good evening.
Right, so we're a week late on our first one of the new year.
Yeah.
In that it's everyone else's second one, if they've got around to making one at all.
Exactly.
We are consistent.
We always try and make sure we do one every week.
There's one every week. Last week's one was up a couple of days late. This one's up a day late.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back to normal next week.
That's right.
Well done. You've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Do you know I'm rapidly approaching 40?
I did have that thought. The other sense day, yeah.
Oh, you did you?
Yes, I did.
You think about my age a lot, do you?
Well, I was doing your comedy updates and it said your age on it. On your birthday show.
Oh, the birthday show, yeah.
So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. 38, I'm going to be.
Yeah.
38. Cool. 0.38. Magnum. That's right. I'm a third of an ice cream.
Nice.
We've got a word of the week this week, mate.
Have we?
Yeah. We're doing well for Word of the Week. Word of the Week, keep them coming. I'm absolutely loving them. This week's Word of the Week, I can't remember who this has come from. In fact, I feel absolutely terrible. I haven't written this down. I'll find out. My Word of the Week for you, egotistical.
Egotistical?
Egotistical. If someone's a bit egotistical, they have such a large head and cold heart, they make your nipples freeze.
Cold heart. Big head, cold heart.
That may be from Anna.
Right,
I'll
okay.
check. I'm so sorry, I can't remember who this is from.
Big head, cold heart.
Large head and cold heart. If someone's a bit egotistical, they have such a large head and cold heart, they make your nipples freeze.
Right. I must know the story behind that.
Chiliola.
Bit nippy.
Chiliola. Yeah, I'll find out. What a great word that is.
Yeah.
That's it. I think I'm a bit egotistical.
Yeah.
Do ya?
Yeah. Do ya? Yeah. Cold heart.
Yeah.
Warm hands.
But I'll tell you what, mate, a band who aren't egotistical.
Yes.
Is a band. This is the I'll need to say the nipples. This is the
this
needles.
This is the nipples.
This is the needles, by the way.
All right. Are they part of the new beds?
No.
Yeah.
I think you can give me a week's grace, though.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. We were supposed to have new beds for this show, but I haven't done it. I thought I'd done it last week, but I was one bed down.
Right.
And I don't want to.
No.
Do half a job.
You're one bed short of a show, do you?
I don't want to be one bed short of a show, no. That's the problem with Paulie B, he's one bed short of a show. Egotistical maniac. Yeah, so should be next week.
Okay.
Well, it might be the week after, depending on how I decide.
God blimey.
No, I mean depending on whether I do new beds one week, old beds the next.
Yeah.
You know, so it might be fortnight's time now. Doesn't matter. Anyway, this band, I've been waiting to play this band for a year.
Yes.
So it's good that this is our first show of the new year. In fact, more than a year. I've been wanting to play his band for 20 months.
When did you see them? Was it April, Amsterdam?
April before last, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, April before last. So, yeah, blimey, nearly 21 months. Crikey.
Wow.
Crikey. That's two babies and a third. That's how I count now.
What a horrific way of tallying up.
I know, yeah. It's actually almost exactly 1.5 psycho pounds, if that's,
nice.
If that's any help.
That's fine.
Yeah, all right. I saw this band in Harlem, Amsterdam, Nederlander. Roken in de koken. No can in de koken. For all our Dutch friends out there, both of you. And I saw this band there, and they absolutely blew my mind. They're called Wow E Los Args. I have mentioned them before.
Yeah.
This ain't punk. It is garage. There's quite a bit of... Well, there's a little bit of garage on this week's show, but it's not garage either. It's crazy Spaniards.
Okay.
Doing crazy stuff. The track's called Demolition.
Demolition.
But they hardly say that in it. Well, all I know is, what is the website of their record label?
Oh, no, I ain't got a clue.
I'll tell you, mate, this is for no points, right? This is voodoorhythm.com.
Right, okay.
They're on the Reverend Beatman's Voodoo Rhythm label. Or the album this is from is... I think this album's out of print, but it's so brilliant, I can't not play it.
Yeah.
It's Paulie B and the Internet Nil, Tony Nil. Mm-hmm. And if this song doesn't change your life, there's something very wrong with you. Echemos abajo la estación del tren. Demolé, 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 demolé. Echemos abajo la estación del tren. Demolé, demolé, demolé. I like that. You so do. Very, very much. It's to see them do it live. It's like, and I think on their MySpace... See, the reason I didn't give out their MySpace page, by the way, is because we've been getting a bit of spam from their MySpace page.
All right.
And I know, I don't think they've got a computer between them. I think someone set it up for them and then just sort of left it.
Right, okay.
So I'm a bit wary of giving you the MySpace page, although it has got three or four of their songs on, including that one, and a video of them singing that in exactly the situation you think they should be singing it in, which is a very, very smoky, underground, very small room with probably 30 or 40 people crammed in, dancing like nutcases, and them going for it. It actually looks like it's been taken from, you know, a 60s London coffee shop. It's just brilliant, right?
Right.
Anyway, this is the Planet Smashers. I've moved on. This is the Planet Smashers. I thought what I'd do now, just for this bit, is I would like to run through from the start of the year the different ways you can listen to this show.
Okay.
Right. So, first of all, enough respect to Evil Deshi, the goat herder, for his Wicked Radio antics that we are on. It's wickedradio.org.
Yes.
And it's an internet radio station, and it also exists as Pirate FM, which means that we go out on a frequency across the globe.
Yeah.
To the weirdest countries, from Madagascar to South Korea to Russia, South Africa. Not that South Africa's a particularly weird country, but there's some fucking weirdos down there. Right. And then it goes out in Wisconsin, primarily in the States, but then a few other states as well. And it's just it's a good way not just to listen to us. Most of the shows on there he's got going are really good. And we go out nightly.
Yeah.
So if you've just started listening to us, it might be worth getting into that, because it's just random old shows throughout the week and then a new one on Saturday.
Is that when it is?
I think so, yeah. I think it's random up shows throughout the week, new on Saturday, I think. Anyway, so that's that. It's wickedradio.org. Also, another internet radio station that we're very proud to be in touch with and connected to is Hussy Skunk.
Yes.
Matt from Hussy Skunk.
Hussy Skunk.
Enough respect. It's hussyskunk.com, isn't it?
It is.
HussyeSkunk. Hussy Skunk. And that is basically a punk rock station.
Where are they based? I can't remember.
Oh, you've thrown me there.
Yeah, I can't.
East Coast.
Is it?
Right. Might be. Do you know, you have thrown me there.
Have we ever known?
I think I did.
Right, okay.
Oh, wow. Matt, I'm sorry, I don't know where you live. He lives in cyberspace. That's where they live, cyberspace.
Cyberspace, yeah.
Hussyskunk.com.
Near Trent Island.
And that is our younger listeners.
Right.
We'll love that station.
Because it's a lot of punk during the day.
It's a lot of ska punk and a lot of modern punk. It's a lot of kind of NoFX sort of deal.
Yeah.
So if you're into that sort of more rancidy, more of that sort of end of it, stuff, frankly, we haven't got the rights to play a lot of the stuff that's on there.
No.
But it's a great station, and it's full on. It's the kind of station that you can have it on in the background while you're working, because it's just great punk song after great punk
non-stop.
Song. Non-stop. And then every once in a while, there's a show like ours comes on that you might want to flick off for. Well, girls, maybe you flick off to punky anyway, I don't know.
Of course.
Also, of course, there's the weirdness that is Second Life.
Yeah.
Which I still haven't got to grips with.
No.
I still can't log in. I need our Second Life friends to get back in touch with me and help me out.
I went to the website, but I didn't get that much further. Signed in.
Well, I did. I signed in and signed it all in, but I didn't design a profile for myself.
Right.
I just signed in. I did everything you're supposed to do. And yes, I am Trafalgar Hastings on Second Life, if I can ever get on there. But I did speak to someone about Second Life who said that they hadn't really got on it much, because the first time they went on, someone asked them if they'd like to have a cyber fuck. Which we did suspect that Second Life might be a little bit like that in places.
Yeah.
But Trent Island, I know, is just all about the punk rock and the fun. And there's a full punky radio station on there.
Yeah.
We're bigger on there than we are in real life. We've got our own radio station on Second Life. So thank you very much. And will you please get back in touch with the Second Life people?
And help us.
Because
help us.
You're listening right now. You're in the punky radio station listening on Trent Island. And we're saying, we don't know how to get to you. Help us out. Because if I can get in there, you know what I'm like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll cause mayhem. So anyway, that's that. Then iTunes, I'd say, is the next most important thing. Please do listen to us. I'm doing all this in one go. I'm really stealing the thunder.
Yeah.
But I haven't got any MySpace comments.
Okay. So,
I'll let you talk about iTunes, and then you can go seamlessly into Podcast Alley after that.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, please do subscribe at iTunes. If you go to punkyradio.com, on the left, there is a iTunes button. Just hit that, and you'll be taken to the music store page where you can subscribe from. And whilst you're there, please do reviews, of course. 5 stars only, please, people. You have to log into iTunes to do this, but if you've got iTunes, you've no doubt created an account anyway. So please do subscribe. Best way to listen to us, and it helps us out. That's it.
Straight with Podcast Alley, my friend.
Okay, so Podcast Alley, thanks for your vote so far this month. Doing quite well, but you know, we could always do a little bit
it's
better.
It's encouraging, so thank
do
you.
Do vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com again at the top of the screen. It's important. Please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject. Subject and comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And here's the top six for this week. Voting for myself because I'm worth it, Paulie B.
Yeah, that's for me. I'm voting for myself because I'm worth it.
I love you guys in the mouth. From Frankie.
Thank you, Frankie. Thank that you. Cow of Alderman's a slut. Look at her over there with her bloody
dirty little minx.
I know what she wants to spell out. Eat my
fantastic show.
Eat my fantastic
from
show.
Frenzy of Tongues.
She looks like a fish. She's a dirty fish.
She looks like a fish.
That cow of Alderman, she looks like a dirty goldfish. She does. She looks like a dirty goldfish.
Wearing a blue dress.
Yeah, she looks like a dirty goldfish who's had a bit of work done.
Had his gills pierced.
Gills pierced.
Yeah. Looking forward to another year of Punky from Twilight and Thebes. Thank you.
And we have voted right back at him as well.
Have we?
Yeah, if you like a combination of left-wing politics and the general air of dirtiness, I do recommend Twilight and Thieves. Because she's got a great job, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. You'll have to listen to the show.
Oh, right, yeah. I didn't know until I listened.
Yeah.
I didn't,
and she may or may not have sported a Punky Radio t-shirt at some point. There may or may not be a photograph of her on our website.
Yeah.
May or may not be.
Okay. And a Punky New Year. Goopa smacktards. Here's wishing Paulie Bean, Tony, and all the listeners in Punkyville and beyond a very Punky New Year. Graham Holland, It's a Fox Life Acoustic Podcast.
You should have done that in Scouse, really.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You should have done Scouse Pirate. Hey, over here, yarr!
And that's It's a Fox Life.
Look, where's the fucking treasure? It's on the map. What map? Any fucking map.
Finally,
you shouted that.
Number one show. Season's greetings to the two strange blokes of the forest. Two strange blokes of the forest. Known for uniting perverts, fans, and bands across the lands. Mark Spooner.
Spoonie.
Spooner.
We still know who the spoon is, do we?
No.
Spoon, send us a photo.
Send us a photo.
Send a photo to Tony at punkyradio.com.
Yeah,
get wank over it.
Yeah. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Right. It's cool. So vote Punky.
Vote.
Now, I'm just going to do, before the next track, I just want to read out an email that I had sent through to paulieb@punkyradio.com.
That's you.
From the one and only Mr. Lord Bishop, the King of Sex Rock. Now, he writes in capitals.
He shouts.
He shouts on the internet. He just, the guy's loud. He goes, "Hey guys, I'm on my way back in May and June, and we will do it with flavour this time. Can you check with the town mill and see if we can put me on with the big show-off festival? Concept. Lord Bishop Rocks and another band he chooses will co-headline. There will be three supports, so five bands, and it will be a contest to win three shows in Europe with the King of Sex Rock himself, Lord Bishop. So they can pack the punters in. He's looking for Saturday, May the 31st or Friday, June the 13th. Tony, you're in charge of that. It will be the biggest Punky Radio presentation with nudity and absolute drunken mayhem ever. Can you check it and reserve a date? Long live the punksters. Send me your post, Dad, and if you have not received your Dirty Jams albums, well, we have now received our Dirty Jams album, Lord Bishop, and you've not let us down. Now, the thing is, Tony, so I'm asking you to get in touch with Kev about Saturday, May the 13th or Friday, June, Saturday, May 31st or Friday the 13th of June.
Right.
Friday 13th. And I'm going to try and get him on at Club 85 in Hitchin, either the day before or the day after, whichever way around you do it. And we can have a Lord Bishop weekend.
Right.
Don't worry, Tony. It's not going to be any of your own money. I can see your eyes going, "No, I don't want to do it."
I'm skint.
I'm sure that Kev will be up for having Lord Bishop back.
Okay.
And I've already spoken to Hamboy and Always Looking about a co-promotion down here. So it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg, although his rider is ridiculous. But Lord Bishop does have a new album out, which is called Dirty Jams. And
it
we're going to play a track from it. It's out on Dirty Earth Records, Radar Music. You might want to look at kicktheflame.com, but I don't really know why. He's mates with another band we're playing on this week's show, just so you know. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Lord Bishop's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/LordBishop.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. You can safely visit Lord Bishop's MySpace page because no fucker's going to try and spam that. And this.
He'll fuck them to the inch of their lives.
And they'll love it. This is Rock and Roll Revolution. That's easy for me and Jonathan Ross to say. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. It's just a rock and roll revolution. Is lovely, isn't it? That is really lovely.
He is the king of sex rock.
He is the king of sex rock. It's a rock and roll revolution. Do buy Dirty Jams and go back and get his last album as well.
Power to the People.
Was it Power to the People, I think, yeah.
We're missing one, aren't we?
Yeah.
He did best.
We're missing one with a great song on.
Got a nice ass.
It's called You Got a Great Ass. But yeah. I don't know whether they've even got... They wouldn't give us a copy, would they?
No.
At the gig, they said, no, the record company have said we've got to sell them. So I'm not fucking buying one. No, but they're great.
We did Wakefield, didn't we? We stayed in Wakefield tonight.
We did,
yeah. Snooty Fox.
We paid for that CD. We paid for it. Yeah, so anyway, that's on Dirty Jams, which is... you find out via his MySpace page. That's the best way to do it. Dirty Earth Records, you want to watch out for, I think. It's a really good kind of funk rock album. We had a listen through it, and some of it's a bit Rage Against the Machine, some of it's very, very Chili Peppers, in fact.
Mm.
It's moved a bit away from the Hendrixness of the last album.
Yeah.
But let's face it, three great bands, and it sounds a bit like them. You might as well buy it. It's brilliant, you know. So, now, I'm going to be telling you a bit more about my Facebook adventures in a little while, Tony.
Okay.
Because I have been having some interesting times, interesting and varied, in fact. But right now, I'd like to tell you about a few of the people that have added me on Facebook. I can't be bothered to go into detail about how you find me on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, you can just type in my name. You'll find me soon enough. Although there are a lot of Paul Edwards on Facebook. There's not many Paul B. Edwards.
Right.
So you do find me quite quickly if you want to. Add me. When you add me, if I have the time or the inclination, I will write something silly about how we met. Or if you like, you can write something silly about how we met in the Met Randomly section. We've been doing it every week, Tony. I've got another five for your delectation this week.
Okay.
First of all, have you got any idea who Sarah Morgan is?
No.
Sarah, well, I'll tell you, we met randomly.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't even get a chance, so would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
I'm a bit rusty. Yeah. We met randomly. Sarah is a shining beacon in a dense forest, and believe me, it's dense. No sooner had I got out of the woods than she'd moved in on a secret workshop. Now, I don't really know what that means.
Right.
And I can't remember why I wrote it.
Okay.
Not all of them are great. Evie Newbold.
Right.
Evie Newbold was one of the first people on Facebook that I added. Because A, she was in the Nottingham Network, and B, she looked a bit fit. However, would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. We worked at Bolivia's first dedicated spam factory in 1984. We met at a luncheon meat convention. Evie was presenting a lecture on the merits and demerits of processed pork. I heckled her with the line, "It doesn't matter what you do to a pig, it will always be wild tasty." Paulus Norvegicus.
Right.
May also be Russ Francais.
Ah.
May also be 28 Stone, whatever he's called. Hmm. But would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1950. Paulus Norvegicus is, of course, the name of my Norwegian fan club. And I love them all. This is true and correct. Oh, and then he added this bit. This is true and correct. We have all the hair that Paulie B sent us in small lockets of gold around our necks. Now, if you've seen me in the flesh, you'll know I can't really afford to give the hair away.
It's precious.
He's made that up. Alex Polferman Brown.
Okay.
May or may not be the brother of Always Looking.
Oh.
Would you like to know how we met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly. Alex is the alter ego of Lady Vader, and I am the altar boy of Darth Vader. He hides in the loft, and I get ecclesiastical stiff from the Dark Lord of the Sith. It's a marriage made in Hendon. Oh, and I'm scared of his wife. Hazel Palmer, this is interesting, Hazel Palmer used to run a gig in St. Albans for a guy called Zed. But Zed's dead, baby.
Zed's
dead. No, it is true.
All right.
You can laugh it up, bitch. Zed died of motor neurone.
No.
And was a good friend of mine.
I was appreciating the comment.
Well, like,
not back to Pulp Fiction.
Well, no, the
days.
Thing was, Zed,
and in no way laughing at someone dying.
Zed will be looking down now, laughing anyway, because Zed was like that. Zed, when Zed was in the early stages of motor neurone, he went to the doctors, and the doctor said he was an alcoholic because Zed couldn't stop slurring his words. Then he decided that Zed might be allergic to alcohol because Zed couldn't stop slurring his words, even though he had officially stopped drinking.
Right.
So Zed decided the way around that would be to drink ginger beer and beer, shandies, thinking the ginger beer would counteract the beer and make it all right. Me and Zed stayed up all night in Edinburgh in, I don't know, 1997 or 98, 97 maybe. We went up there for the weekend. He drove up, and the deal was that I would drive back. But I said, fuck it, and got pissed, and let a bloke with motor neurone disease drive me home.
Jesus.
Fair play to him. I miss him as well, you know, he's a great man. Anyway, Zed ran a gig with this lady, Hazel Palmer, in St. Albans. But would you like to know how me and Hazel
how
met?
How did you meet?
We met randomly in 1995. Hazel is the queen of the mackerel, and as we all know, I am the king of the herrings. we got a bit territorial about the Bristol Channel, but eventually she won when I fell on her friend Annette. She didn't hear me getting caught up with Annette because she was a bit hard of herring. Pathetic, I know. Tony, have you got a twat?
I do. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me because I am running short again, people. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Have you got running shorts?
No.
I didn't know you were an athlete.
Pretty much. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Do email me, though. Please do. Because I am short and I'm desperate for a twat. Thank you.
Tony, you're not short.
A little bit. Short legs.
All right.
This week's from Griffin.
Short legs? You're about 6'2", aren't you?
About six.
Six. No, I didn't say how old you were.
So, this is a lame one, but it's still, you know, it's still good. It's all right. It's fine. Okay, I guess you're out of visitor twats. This one is kind of lame, but if you're really desperate for one, this one should do.
We are.
And I am. I nominate some dude from the pet shop in Camden, Maine, to be a twat. So every year...
We are getting desperate when it's some dude from the pet shop.
So every year we have this thing called Christmas by the Sea. All the shops in my town stay open late and have good sales. So I was in this pet supply place, chilling out because it was nice and warm and outside it was like 20 degrees. Anyways,
20 degrees, isn't that quite warm as well?
I don't know.
Oh, I think they mean that confounded Fahrenheit business.
Oh,
rather
that,
than centigrade.
Foreign.
Yeah. It's 20 degrees foreign.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm patting this huge ass bunny named Winston after Winston Churchill, and this guy behind me whispers to his wife, "Hey, look, it's a Nazi, a skinhead." So I turn around and look at him like, "Can I help you?" Didn't actually say it, but just gave him one of those looks.
Tone.
Yeah.
Nazi skinheads are well known for stroking large rabbits called Winston Churchill.
Yeah. He looks back at his wife and says, "Yeah, the one with the glasses and the boots, he's one of those Nazis." Then he grabs her and leaves. So, for being a cunt, I nominate this guy to be a twat.
Oh, mate, you mind? That was your cunt or twat?
God, I don't know. So there you go.
Oh,
fair enough. Short and sweet. And fair enough.
Oh, right, so what you're saying is, go for it.
So some dude from the pet shop in Camden, Maine,
is a twat. I think that's utterly justified.
It's justified, isn't it?
Yeah.
But do him or me, your twats, please.
I just
people.
Like the idea of a skinhead Nazi stroking a giant rabbit called Winston Churchill. That was be like that. I was like, who's been giving me acid? Time for the third track, Tone. And as I said to you, there was an asymmetry about this week's show that I hadn't realised until we've reached this halfway point.
Yes.
When we play our first punk track. And this is vintage punk, mate. The Straps. From all those years ago.
Right.
Right. This came out in 2005 on Captain Oi. And is... we've played one track of it before. Quite a while ago. And when I've moved into the Homeman's Lodge... And all my CDs were in boxes. I finally got them on the walls again, in racks.
Yeah.
And I've got a huge Captain Oi section. I went down and went, oh my God, all this good punk stuff that's just been in a box for ages, I've completely forgotten about it. So you might be hearing a bit more vintage punk over the coming weeks, which I'm sure will make most of you happy. This is from The Straps, The Punk Collection on Captain Oi. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Straps' website?
Thestraps.co.uk?
It is.
Hey.
Tony 2, Paulie being the internet nil. And we should have had half a point for the first one, shouldn't we?
Well, we said zero.
We said zero. Let's leave it there. We were a couple of zeros to start with. This is on Captain Oi, and their website is captainoi.com. There's a huge amount of punk on Captain Oi. They've got a huge back catalogue. It's all for sale. It's all brilliant. Get hold of some of it. This is The Rich. Let's
and it burns my ears. Everything changes over 30 years. They never talk sense, they always lie. Tell my friends I'm gonna die. Between the right and wrong, the revolution got back and wrong. There ain't no crime and there ain't no law. Time will live so fucking far. Mentality, that is that. Mentality, that is that. Don't wanna be rich, don't wanna be poor. Just put a number on my front door.
That's good, isn't it, Tang?
Yes.
That was an excellent choice. There are some very good songs on there. The very first track is called Just Can't Take Any More, which we've played before, which is kind of real sort of rock and roll sort of punk song. And The Rich, same deal. Like it a lot. Now, Tony.
Yes.
Have you had a chance to look at GoDaddy.com yet?
I have.
You have?
I have. I've had a bit of time.
Does that mean you're actually going to be able to tell me about it for
I'm
once?
I'm going to try to. Okay.
Well, okay, so I'm a little bit lost for words.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I figured out is GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
Okay.
You can start by registering your own domain name, or if you have an existing name already registered, that can be transferred to GoDaddy for your site.
Wow.
With your new domain name, you can create your own email address, which you can access online or at home. You can even set up multiple email accounts so you can give them to your friends and family.
Wow.
All email accounts will have spam and phishing filters along with virus protection. After registering your domain, you can then start building your site. And GoDaddy makes it a lot easier with their website builders, which can help you build the entire site. Maybe you just want a simple blog-style site where you can add your day-to-day observations, pictures, and rant to your heart's content. All this can be done using the GoDaddy site builder tools. If you need further assistance, then GoDaddy's custom design group can also create your website for you.
Crikey.
Maybe you want your own online shopping store. GoDaddy can help there too.
Wow.
You can add a shopping cart to your site and secure it with industry standard SSL certificate. What are they?
Sells?
Yes.
Yes. I've learned something.
Which will protect your customers' details. You can also set up a merchant account so you can receive and process credit card payments.
Wow.
In addition to all this, GoDaddy can provide you with traffic facts about your website so you can discover how many people are looking at your site in real time.
Crikey. I just thought it was for easy podcasting.
No.
So much more.
There you go. And finally, the best news of all.
Yeah.
If you enter the code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1.
You can receive a 10% discount. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY2. That's
PUNKY2.
It is. Which will give you 20% off orders of £20 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because that exchange rate, baby! Cycle pound.
So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs.
That is brilliant, Tony.
Thank you.
I had no idea you'd do all that. This is Zombie Ghost Train.
It is.
They've been on a huge tour. They've got a new album out, but they've signed to another record label who don't want to send us it.
Oh.
I'm a bit gutted, really.
Bugger.
I'm going to try again. Zombie Ghost Train likers. I don't know what's up with the label.
My God.
Yeah.
Is it a big label or something?
Yeah, well, it's people like you. They used to send us stuff.
Oh, is it?
I'll have to get in touch and go, oi, what's going on, people like you?
That's very odd.
Yeah, that is odd. I think it's people like you, but it might be Raucous. If it was Raucous, fair enough. Doesn't matter. Hey.
Yes.
Well read.
Thank you.
I understood most of it.
Brilliant. Well, it is something that went in, that's fine.
Yeah. And here's another song.
I tried to talk to my father. My grandmother too. Yeah. I held the word to my mother. Yeah. And to my brother too. Then I went down to my girlfriend. Yeah. And to my panty cries too. Find the way to God. Yeah. Try to talk with Jesus too. Yeah.
little dark room. Yeah. I don't know how to write. Yeah. And I write a letter to myself.
How good is that?
It's nice.
Nice, isn't it? That is dirty.
It is quite dirty.
That is seriously dirty. That was the Reverend Beatman from his new album, Surreal Folk Blues, Volume 2. We played a couple of tracks off Surreal Folk Blues, Volume 1. There is a Volume 3 coming, apparently.
Nice.
Reverend Beatman is single-handedly responsible for half of the garage that gets released in Europe. So we all owe him a debt of gratitude because he brought out Mary Lost Arcs, for example. And the band we're playing next week, who've got a great name, but I'm going to tell you now in advance. They're called Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat. You will be hearing from Stinky Lou and the Goon Mat next week. What I want to know is, Tony, is that you've had one go at this already. What is the Reverend Beatman's label? Website.
I can't remember. What's the label called again? I can't remember.
Voodoo Rhythm.
Of VoodooRhythmRecords.com.
No, VoodooRhythm.com. I had told you at the start, I'm having a point for that. It's Tony 2, Paulie being the Internet 1. And again, a very interesting, dark album.
Mm.
It's like, it isn't, I mean, I'm not going to pretend and say every song makes you want to dance. It doesn't. Some of the songs make you want to kill yourself. It's well dark.
Okay.
But it's very, very good. And it's good late at night. And it's good if you've been drinking and you want to get in the mood to fight someone.
Oh, right, brilliant.
Yeah, which I often do. And we will be playing more off that in future weeks. Thank you very much for sending us that and the other things, Reverend Beatman. Now, I would like now to tell you a little bit, if it's alright, about my poker experiences.
Okay.
Now, you've played quite a sensible game on poker, I would say, on Facebook.
Yep.
Haven't you? We've got I've got addicted to Texas Hold'em on Facebook. It's an application. There's so many online poker things, it's ridiculous, but the one that I've been playing
it's really good.
It is good. It's easy to use.
I keep it at the fun level of playing a couple of games a day or leave a few days.
You keep it at the fun level as it is designed to be, and I have become addicted. And over the festive period, I had a really good run.
Yeah.
And I really quite quickly got myself up to a massive 450,000 chips. And then I believe on December the 27th it was, if I'm not mistaken. 27th, 28th?
I think 28th.
28th, yeah.
Mm.
What, you actually noticed?
Well, yeah, because I logged in the morning and
you
won 450 and then I got back and I checked again.
Yeah. On December the 28th, I stayed up and got a bit drunk. And I got on the phone in the early hours of the morning while I was watching the TV as well as playing poker.
Yeah.
And feeling pretty good about myself. I'd had a good few days. I thought, I'm pretty much poker invincible.
Yeah.
Landed myself Jack 7. Now, wouldn't normally go in with Jack 7. Thought, I'll give this a go. Flops me a Jack and a 7.
Really?
Yeah. I've got two pair, Jacks and 7s. I'm feeling pretty good. Bets start to go up.
Uh-huh.
I start to go with them. End up throwing in 84,000 chips with a Jack 7. And was understandably devastated when the straight I hadn't spotted came out to two different people. That was the beginning of my end.
All right.
Because then I was playing catch-up. Because I was working towards 500,000 chips. And then I was suddenly on 370. So had to go on another table and win big. So I did. I went on another table and lost big. Down to 200,000. Well, come on. You've still got 200 grand, mate. You've still got a lot to play with. Let's keep this going. Over the next few hours, when most people were in bed, I was just continuing to lose chips. I lost them. What did you find me on the next morning?
9,000.
9,000. I lost 441,000 chips in a night. Now, it's imaginary money.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yes,
it's fun money. It's for fun. It's not real. It doesn't affect your life.
No.
But I was on skid row. I suddenly could understand what it must be like for these gamblers to lose everything.
Mm.
And even though I hadn't lost anything at all other than my pride, I fell. like I should be sat around a cyber junkyard with a few cyber bums around a cyber fire in a cyber bin going, I could have been the big guy, I could have been the shark, but now I got nothing. Listen, guys, I got a story for you. Like that. But obviously, I wasn't there. I was sat on my sofa in my pants going, oh, what the fuck have I done? What a tit. I've been playing this for a couple of months now, working up really nicely. I'm blowing everything. I'm back to square one. I'm back in one go. Over the last few days, I haven't played it as much, obviously, and I've gone between, well, the lowest I've gone is $6,000. I'm just above that now. And the highest, oh, actually, by the time you hear this show, I should be on a bit more, probably $7,000.
Yeah.
And the highest I've got back to is about $60,000. Right. So, but the thing is, I wouldn't mind so much, except that when I was in Newcastle over Christmas and not on the internet for 3 days, when I came back and went on the net, I discovered that I'd been invited on the TV on Sky Poker to go on, and I thought to go on and play.
Right.
And one of the reasons I've been on this poker thing is because there have been a few poker programs on the TV that I thought I could be in line for if I played some poker.
Yeah.
I know that seems ridiculous, but they were looking for comics who play poker. So I do both. What they don't know is I'm not doing particularly as a comic, and I'm clearly shit at poker. But anyway, I'm going on there on the 11th of February on Sky Poker, which is on Sky Channel 846.
Right.
But it looks like I'm the comedy co-host.
Right.
For the whole night. So I'm going to be hosting the whole night.
And oh, is it live then?
It's from 9... Well, it records from 9 to 1. I think it is live.
Must be live then.
I think it's live.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think it's... They're letting me, Sweary Paul... on Sky Television for 4 hours.
Ridiculous.
I can't wait. So I'll give you more info as I get it, obviously. But the long and the short of it is they've got me on there as a poker playing comedian, and I clearly can't play poker for fucking topic. I was doing so well. No, what it was, what I, one of my brilliant presents I got for Christmas was How to Win at Poker.
Yeah.
How I wish I'd had that book the day before my nightmare, because every single thing I did wrong, he's in the first 5 pages of this book. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Yeah. And when it goes into this bit, it goes, how to win big. So watch out for people on tables who clearly don't know what they're doing. Who go in with one picture card rather than two. And don't go in with premium hands. They just take a punt on it. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was just taking a punt on it. And now I don't. And even though, but the thing is now I haven't got enough chips to be able to go on a table and win a lot. So I'm having to move up very, very slowly. Now, and it's just really stupid, because if I'd read this book while I was on 450,000 chips, which I'd clearly got by fluke, I would probably have moved up quite nicely now. But as it is, I'm back to square fucking one. And all these people, it is how the mighty fall. All these people I was laughing at going, look at my chips on the way up. I'm now going, oh, you don't look at my chips.
I had a quick look at the rankings this morning.
Oh, did you?
I just clicked through a few people's different pages, and the highest one I found was someone with 65 million. And they were number 12 in the world.
Well, I was in the top 2,000.
Right.
I was just inside the top 2,000. And now I'm ranked. Rank.
Well, I'm 25,000. I've got like 20,000.
I think I'm 130,000th or something. I've dropped a long way. I am. I'm down there with the people that go out and just got... They literally... I couldn't afford a bottle of Jack. All I could afford was a paper bag. So I was sick in it and drank it again. Anyway, that was Mustang Lightning. He looked like card players. And this next band are mates with Lord Bishop Rocks. And they're called Hard Time. And the track I'm playing is called Dealer. What I want to know is, what is Hard Time's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Hard Time Band.
It is. Tony 3, poorly being in the internet one. What's interesting about this band, and one of the reasons that I'm playing them, because they're not the usual fare for punky.
Right.
I believe they're our first Croatian band.
Okay.
I don't think we've played any Croatian before. We've had all sorts, but we ain't had a Croatian.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any Croatian in you?
No.
Excellent. Let me shove this CD up your arse then. This is from the album, which is, I believe, a best of Fuck You Very Much.
Oh, very nice.
Fuck You Very Much. And this is Dealer. I was born free, trying to stand on my feet. Life always pushing me down, kicking my ass all around. Child of the pain, a little mistake that my mother made. School was never a place for me. Hell's kitchen was my dream. Day after day, price was high, but I had to pay.
nothing more. Got myself a gun, I'm gonna have some fun. There's nothing I can choose, no way I can lose. Day after day, the price was high, but I had to pay.
So that is Hard Time, Dealer.
Dealer.
From Fuck You Very Much. It's a product of Croatia. So happy about that.
Nice.
We're going to play something else of that in the future because we need. If you're in a band and you're from Croatia, why not? So actually, we haven't said about sending us CDs, have we? It's really quite important. If you'd like to get on this show, you've got to send us a CD.
Yes.
The address is Punky Radio, P.O. Box 266, Letchworth, L-E-T-C-H Worth, Hearts. And the postcode is S for sugar, G69BR. Do send it. Because it gets on.
MySpace as well.
As long as it's on. I mean, don't send us some Bel Air music. We're obviously not going to play. But if you're in a band, we know there's loads of you listening who are in bands, or know people in bands, just saying, get on the show.
Yeah.
Because we've explained earlier on in the show how many ways there are for other people to listen to it. We are not short of listeners. So if you want to get your music out there, send us a CD. Just make sure it's alternative.
Okay.
I think that's fair enough, isn't it? I'm not going to say it's punk, because clearly we don't play punk all the way through punky. We play different stuff every week, but it's got to be not in the mainstream, and any fucking pop music can just fuck off. Unless, of course, you're Duran Duran, in which case we will take you seriously.
Yes.
Dead 60s on at the moment, back again, lovely. Mm-hmm. Hopefully next week or the week after, we'll finally have the beds, the new beds, and they're going to be great.
Yeah.
They're great beds, yeah. Well, I've got 75% of them. I thought I'd got the whole lot, but I'm still one down. So,
okay.
So when I've got that sorted. I haven't got really a lot to say here, Tony, except that my next shows in Hitchin and Letchworth are this Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
And feature Milton Jones, award-winning star of stage, screen and radio. Milton Jones, brilliant. Absolutely fantastic comic. And Sean Percival, who I don't think has ever written a joke that didn't involve his cock. So, the two very good reasons to come along.
Excellent.
If you're coming to Hitchin, you've got to get down early. It's going to be busy. Letchworth shows, we have got advance tickets for. So, you can get an advance ticket from Letchworth Arts Centre to the arcade. Letchworth, just go into the Arts Centre in the daytime and say, I would like to buy a ticket for the comedy show, please. Give them cash. Lots of it.
Lots of cash.
It's £8. £6 once you remember. Piece of piss. Hitchin, same. Hitchin's at Woodside Theatre, should you know, or Woodside Hall, next to the Queen Mother Theatre, Woodside car park. If you live in the area but are not familiar with it, because we're still after 15 years almost of doing it, there's still people that don't know we're there. So, somehow.
Surely they should see the queue.
Well, yeah. No.
As it stretches across the road.
Quite ridiculous. But yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm encouraging people to buy tickets for
Letchworth.
Yeah. Because I don't want the queue to be that big in Hitchin, because pretty much everyone gets in, but they have to queue up for ages, whereas if you haven't got a lecture, it's that much quicker. So anyway, that's that. It's going to be the first shows of the year are always very good. Right. I don't know why that should be, it's just how it works out.
Okay.
But very, very good. You got any gigs coming up, Tom?
Nope, nothing planned. One late January with El Draco at the intake, and another one in February, with alcohol at the intake, but no, nothing yet.
So not really anything to push right now.
Nope, nothing yet.
What have you got coming up then? Anything?
Nothing in January. Well, January I've got a couple of birthdays, and it's my first anniversary with Stephanie.
I know.
So that's coming up soon.
I actually can't believe it.
Thank you.
I just wonder what terrible life she must have had before she met you to stay with you for a year.
Imagine that. The deprivation.
Life is so much better now I know Tony.
Yeah, thanks.
It's all right, mate. You've done very well for yourself.
Thanks. So hopefully doing
you
something.
You are punching above your weight. I think we all know that.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
You're punching above your weight.
Well, she doesn't mention it,
hey,
so it's fine.
You're punching above your weight, but she's the one in the boxing boots. I mean, just thought of that. It's amazing, really. And that is just more asymmetry. Like this show, don't know whether you noticed. First three tracks, garage, rock, punk. Second three tracks, garage, rock, a bit of punk coming up very shortly.
Very nice.
Was there anything else I was going to say? New Year's resolutions.
Ah, yes.
There we go. I have got something to talk about. Now, as you know, my New Year's resolution last year was to try and be a little bit less of a cunt.
Yes.
I didn't manage it.
No.
Quite frankly.
How many days?
What?
Before I
started being a little...
Yeah.
Almost instantaneous.
Yeah.
Instantaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this year, I haven't set my sights so high.
Okay.
This year, my New Year's resolutions are to try and have a bit more salad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Is that it?
Well, I don't want to give anything up. I like it all.
You just want extra salad?
I'm going to... Yeah, I want a bit more salad.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to do a bit more flyering. I'm going to... Because let that go from... Punky a bit. Everywhere I went, I used to drop punky flyers into like a workshop and that, and I've kind of let that go. And I want to build that up again because I think it's important that we're in the real world as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eat a bit more salad, give out a bit more bits of paper. That way, my carbon footprint with the paper is neutralised by the salad.
Okay.
In my head.
Got you.
How about you? Any New Year's resolutions?
Didn't make any, no. I made, no? A couple years ago, I made about 12 in 1 year.
Yeah.
I bought more as a life-changing yearly plan, and then since then, I've not bothered.
Well, I'm not surprised. Did your life-changing plan lead you to meeting Steph?
Eventually, yeah.
Or was that me?
It was the year before. No. Well, kind of a little bit of both. But no, so I've not bothered since. I have started eating more salad, generally because I kind of... have to.
We're digging the salad, aren't we? We've got to do it.
Well, I used to take it off burgers, now I leave it on.
Do you? That is
a massive thing for me.
Because I've watched you do that on a burger and been frankly appalled.
Yeah.
So I'm quite pleased.
You're always appalled.
I'm always appalled. Maybe I should change my name by default to frankly appall Edwards.
But yeah, I started doing that. Fine. So yeah.
So you, as far as you're concerned, your life has changed and you're happy, you just have a bit more salad.
Yep. And I'm doing business stuff. I want to get more business in, but that's it.
Think smarter. Yeah,
think smarter.
I think a basic New Year's resolution for most people would be concentrate on the things that you need.
Yeah.
And then the things that you like will follow more easily because you've concentrated on the things that you need.
Yeah.
I know that's a bit esoteric.
No, but it's right.
But it's like if you've got your finger in several pies, which pie earns you the most money, that's the one you should spend a little bit more time on.
Yeah.
And then the one that you enjoy the most, which you probably is the one that earns you the least money, you'll find you have more time for because you're not scrambling around at the other things that make you a bit of money. I know, this isn't a book I'd buy. But it's that general idea, though, I think, of just... trying to prioritise a little bit more. 2007 for me has been random.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like 2008. There we go. There's a New Year's resolution for me right here. I would like 2008 to be a little bit more prioritised.
A bit more structured.
A bit more specialised. Mm. And I'm going on the telly anyway, so fuck it.
Nice.
If you have a New Year's resolution that you thought was good, you've already broken, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. And by the way, I still haven't had a fucking poem.
No.
From my poetry corner, I'm going to have to get some of mine out again.
And these are twats running dry, need them.
Are running dry. It is the time of year traditionally when we don't get a lot through.
It is,
it?
Everyone's so, just getting back into it.
Yeah,
everything.
So anyway, if you've got poems to send us, CDs to send us, ideas for things to send us, New Year's resolution haven't worked out to send us, twats to send us, podcast alley comments to vote for, iTunes reviews to definitely do, just fucking do it.
There you go.
and you can send most of it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Just, and I'll find it in amongst the huge amount of fucking spam I'm getting now. My Hotmail did really well. I was getting nothing through.
Right.
And something happened, and now I'm just getting shed loads through. Yeah. It's getting really annoying. I don't know what to do about it. I don't know whether I can get some. Maybe I should go to GoDaddy.com and get myself a spam filter.
They do spam filters. Yeah.
Maybe, do they do spam fritters? Because they're yum tasty.
I've never had a Mars bar fried.
I haven't asked you to. I'm talking about spam fritters.
I know.
See, you're not prioritising, you're not specialising, you're randomly changing the subject. Your New Year's resolution that I made up for you has gone down the pan already.
Maybe I should just have a resolution to eat a deep fried Mars bar and be done with it.
No, I don't want to. I've had a deep fried Mars bar.
No, but I haven't.
Yeah, well, you don't want one.
Why don't I?
Because you want more salad.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to eat a fuck of a lot of salad to weigh up with the deep fried Mars bar, man.
But if I do 2 months of salad...
If you do 2 months of salad...
I can have one Mars bar.
You can probably have one deep fried Mars bar. Probably.
See? Always something to aim for.
There is, yeah.
Important to have a goal.
It's important to have a goal. It's nice to be important, but it's important to be nice. It's nice to have a goal if your goal is being nice.
Oh.
Yeah. So, right, Tone, you're on salad for 2 fucking months, and then I'll deep fry you a cunting Mars bar. Last track, anybody?
Okay.
How about the Anti-Nowhere League to finish off this first show of 2008? I think so. This is from, I believe, their last album, Kings and Queens. Again, out on the Captain Oi label. Mark from Captain Oi, I'm going to have to get in touch with you, man. You need to send some more stuff, because I love everything you send. We have played a song off this before, delightfully titled Mother's Cunt.
Oh, right, yeah.
Quite a while ago, yeah?
Yeah.
I did ask when on that old radio station that we worked at. I said, can I play this? They said, you can play. So I said, Paul, you can play anything you want. I went, are you sure? They went, yeah, don't worry about it. You're after the ball. She said, now, we're not. I know we said no swearing before. If there's the odd swear in there, it doesn't matter. They're swearing on other radio stations. I don't see why we should be any different. He said, why? Which one did you have in mind? I went, oh, it's a song by the Anti-Nowhere League. And he went, oh, yeah, what's it called? I went, Your Mother's Cunt. The guy just went white and went, oh, no. I said, you said a curd, fair enough. Cheers, bye. And he said, ah, my job's worth. Him. Yeah, so anyway, this is from the album Kings and Queens, Anti-Nowhere League. What I want to know is, Tony, and I've kind of given it away already, and you're going to win this week, but after the thrashing, the 23-1 thrashing I gave you last week, I think it's only fair. What is the website of Anti-Nowhere League's record label?
CaptainOi.com.
It is indeed, and it's CaptainOi. There's loads on there. It's absolutely fantastic. This is the Anti-Nowhere League. Punk legends. This is Mission to Mars.
Well, I am just a cancer, a human refugee, infected and injected inside this colony. Well, I'm spreading like a virus on this little ball of Mars. But now it's time to spread my wings, go and find my stars. But we fucked up all this planet, so that
that.
Nice sentiment.
It is a nice sentiment. I think it's a great it's a great last track for our first proper show of 2008.
Yes.
Which I've had to practice saying 2008. It always takes a while to, when you're writing checks and that, you wouldn't know about that, but when you're writing checks and that, but you're having to write the date.
Oh, I just cash them.
It's 2007.
Yeah.
It takes a while, doesn't it, to get into 2008, yeah. I think. Also, here's a question that people ask me every year. When should you stop saying Happy New Year to people?
Round about March.
Round about March, you reckon? Yeah. I think it's just the first time you see someone that year. And I'm quite happy, because there's a lot of people I only see once a year or whatever. I'll see him next November. Happy New Year! How's it been? Yeah, it's been all right. They're doing a mass and gramble.
Mass and gramble.
Happy New Year, mass and gramble. Yeah, so you reckon March?
Yeah.
I reckon... I don't really want everyone to have a Happy New Year as it goes. I don't think I'll say it at all.
That's fine. But no, yeah, I just stopped seeing it quite early on, actually.
Then, yeah.
As soon as the decorations are down, how about that?
So in 2 days?
Sixth, yeah.
No, last week?
Last week. Sixth.
Shit, January. Mine are still up.
Unlucky.
Who for?
Explains the poker.
It's lucky for my directions. My directions? My decorations.
My directions.
I think I better go. Vote Punky.
Yeah.
Send Podcast me twats. Ali. Send Tony twats. Reviewers on iTunes. Try listening to us in different ways.
Yes. Tell us about Second Life.
Eat more salad.
Send me deep fried Mars bars.
Prioritise. Only send him one.
But send it priority.
Yeah, send deep fried Mars bars by registered post. That'd be good. And tell your friends about Punky. Spread the word. We want as many people listening to this show as possible. On last week's show, we read out an email from someone who's been buying stuff as a result of this show. This show unites fans and bands across the lands. It really does. Words of the week, send to me, Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Twats to Tony at punkyradio.com. Poems to Poetry Corner, Paulie B at punkyradio.com. Tightly email Poetry Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog! And fold Jack 7.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.